evening, everyone. It's good to be here tonight. It's good to see all of you here. We haven't had a Bible school program for a little while, it seems like. And last summer, of course, we didn't have one because of Brother Robert Weaver passing away. And so it's a little bit special to have one again tonight. We're looking forward to it. We're going to begin by singing two songs. The first one will be our theme song, I Want More of Jesus, and then we'll sing one more.
Praying on the Lord's side. Tell me whose side are you praying on? I'm praying on the Lord's side. places there. It takes $45 to support an orphan for 1 month. And we were able to raise a little over $2,000, $2,353, which I thought was terrific. So that'll help about 45 orphans for 1 month. Our theme this year was following Christ. And a little bit of what we talked about was that following Christ always means sacrifice. And that Christ always remembers his followers. Paul and Silas in prison. Christ always remembers those that are his followers. And it's also a privilege to follow Christ. We're unworthy of that privilege. Think of Peter. Didn't want to be hung on the cross in the same fashion as Christ. He would count himself unworthy and was hung upside down instead. And Christ's reason for coming, of course, was to give we sinners the privilege to follow him. It's a tremendous privilege. And we are unworthy of it. But it's not something to keep to ourselves. Our theme verse up here, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. That's our goal. And it's a real blessing to be here at Bible school. I really enjoyed the enthusiasm, the excitement in the students. And it was really enjoyable. And looking forward to more of that tonight. So why don't we stand and have prayer? Father in heaven, we come before you tonight. Oh Lord, we thank you so much for the privilege that we have to follow you. We thank you that you came to save us and that we can be your sons and daughters. Lord, I just pray that you renew the program this evening, pray that we could glorify you, and that we just have a nice, enjoyable evening, and you will be glorified, we pray. So that's the song, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
This wonderful, energetic group of four-year-olds. We learned about Jesus and some of the attributes of Jesus. And I'm very disappointed that a couple of my students cannot be up here today.
If I were a butterfly, I'd be blue. I'd be blue. trees. What did you know that God made me?
Someone's crying, Lord, kumbaya. and I really enjoy teaching this wonderful library to people and children. They are lots of fun and great to be with. This year, they learned about Jesus and how much he helped others and how much he loved and was, and how that we ask for help people help us.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
I love the Lord because he has heard my voice.
Thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive.
He is risen as he said.
Two by two.
another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Isaiah 12:2.
Glory.
Selah. Well, you may wonder what the children do with skinned up knees and tennis shoes. We may look like we're worth a lot, but being loved by God's own son makes us as big as anyone. Boys may look big, doesn't mean we're not. We are God's little people. We got light and we're gonna let it shine. We are God's little people. God's little people are God's big people sometimes. David was born with a sling in his hand, and old Goliath was a big, big man. He said, David, I'll kill you with my sword. But David brought him down to size with a rock between his eyes.
Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness,
faith,
meekness, temperance.
Against such there is no law. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation.
Understand all mysteries and all knowledge,
And though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I give my all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profited me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, it shall fail. Whether there be tongues, it shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is imperfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. For now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. The books of the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zechariah, Haggai. On the promises of God, my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior.
The wise men came to worship.
John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Romans 10:9-10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. John 14:1-6. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know.
Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way?
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Do Lord, oh do Lord, Lord He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing.
If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. John 15:5-8.
You alone are my heart's desire, and I love you. Short of the glory of God.
Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart.
Matthew 28:19-20, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Matthew 9:37-38. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
Matthew 5:13. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under foot of men.
John 13:35. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another.
Romans 10:9, though thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Ephesians 6:10-11. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil.
Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good, to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
Well, that was very enjoyable. Thank you so much for sharing. Heard little bits and snatches before, but it was very good to hear all of it. Lord, prepare me to be a missionary. That's the sanctuary. That's the goal of Bible school. And hopefully there were a lot of good lessons learned and scriptures that were memorized that will help you later on in life. God's little people are God's big people sometimes. We don't have to be grown up. Children and young people can be useful to God and can serve him. So let's just remember that. That concludes our program tonight. So we'll turn the rest of the time over to one of the ministers at this time.